Polak, Three Recent Signs Democrats Want a Socialist Revolution. By Joel B. Polak on June 28, 2020. Three events last week showed that Democrats do not want a mere transfer of power if they win the November election. They intend to revolutionize our entire system of government. The first happened Wednesday, when Democrats blocked the Senate from considering a bill on police reform by Senator Tim Scott, RSC. Scott, who is African American, has been working on the issue for years. He had the full support of the rest of the Republican caucus. He also agreed to consider whatever amendments Democrats offered. They still used the filibuster to block the bill from even being debated. The episode showed that Democrats do not actually care about police reform. Nor do they want to unite the nation behind any sort of bipartisan compromise. They simply want to use the issue in the elections, which they hope will give them the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Then they can get rid of the filibuster and pass whatever they want. The second episode happened later that same day, when the school board in Democrat-dominated Oakland, California voted unanimously to abolish the police force in local public schools. With school shootings still a concern, the board bowed to the wishes of Black Lives Matter activists and removed a crucial layer of defense for the city's children. It is not an isolated episode. Democrats on the Minneapolis City Council voted Friday to disband their city's police. This is not a party that is interested in rational decisions on public policy. This is a party committed to a revolutionary course. The third episode happened Friday, when the House of Representatives voted along party lines to make Washington, D.C., the 51st state. It is an utterly absurd proposal. D.C. is barely even a proper city. In land area, it is smaller than Stockton, California. There is no pressing national demand to add another state and redesign of the national flag. There is only one reason Democrats want to add another state. They want to add two senators, who, given the partisan makeup of the swamp, will always be Democrats. That means Republicans would have to work much harder to gain a majority. It would also mean the majority that confirmed Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court would never have existed. With a permanent majority in the Senate, and the filibuster gone, Democrats will be able to redesign the country, even without passing a constitutional amendment. They will be able to expand the Supreme Court and pack it with liberals with just a simple majority. They will be able to make all 11 million plus illegal aliens in the country voting citizens, permanently altering the electorate in Democrats' favor. They will pass a version of the Green New Deal. And so on. The Democrats knew a D.C. statehood bill would not pass now. Their goal is to soften opposition so that they can pass it next year with minimal opposition, if and when they sweep the November elections. Democrats have made their intentions clear. The only way to stop their socialist revolution is to beat them in November. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.